Maagang natuto si Trung Lee kung paano lumaban sa pinakamabigat na hamon sa buhay. Sa edad na 4 taon, siya at ang kanyang pamilya ay tumaka sa Vietnam pagkatapos masakop ang Saigon ng mga Vietcong. Kagaya ng maraming Vietnamese ng panahong yon, naglakbay sila sa tubig na sakay ng bangka.
When we were traveling, everybody was silent. I didn't know where we were going, and then I was pointing fingers at my auntie here and there, and they were going quiet, 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 because you didn't really know, you know, what was happening. But we actually left, and for 3 days we were hiding from the Thai pirates.
Sa dulo, nakarating sila sa Malaysia, na kung saan ay sumilong sila sa isang kampo ng mga refugee. Ilang linggo ang lumipas, kasama ng maraming dokumento, ang kapalaran ng kanyang pamilya ay naselyuhan. Tutungo sila sa Australia.
The day that we left Malaysia on a 747. And it was a Qantas 747. And there was a logo, and I saw it and I said, "Mom, I want to work for this company." It, to me at the time, it looks like a flying rat. Just a rat with wings. I didn't know what a kangaroo was.
Tinapad ni Trung Lee ang kanyang sinabi. Naging avionics engineer siya sa Qantas, sa kabila na ang kanyang tunay na hilig ay martial arts. Ang kanyang reputasyon bilang magaling na practitioner at guro ay nagdala sa kanya sa mga papel na fight scenes at choreographer sa industriya ng pelikula, at nagtrabaho siya sa matagumpay na Hit Girls. Ang kanyang trabaho sa Fist of the Dragon ay nagdala sa kanya sa pagdidirect ng mga papel sa action films. Nakatanggap ng maraming parangal si Lee dahil sa mga ginawa niya sa mga action films, subalit hindi naging madali ang kanyang paglalakbay. Bilang isang batang lalaki sa unang araw niya sa Australia, ito ay naging parang isang banyagang mundo para sa kanya.
Everybody was white. Looked around like, well, they all look different. Wait, they all look the same. But that was my first impression.
Katulad ng maraming refugee mula Vietnam, tumira ang pamilya sa Western Sydney. Habang umaayon sa buhay sa suburb ng Australia, humarap siya sa maraming hamon.
You're so young, you're like 4 or 5, but you have to look after the house. So it was a struggle. You know, we went through so much, you know, with nothing. We came over here with the clothes that we had on. That was it. Going to school is pretty hard. Sometimes it's really cold and sometimes it's really hot, but we had to walk to school. And we didn't have the appropriate clothes either. We didn't have black shoes. So what did I wear for like 4 years? I wore black soccer shoes with metal studs. And it's going click, 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 click. And it's very slippery. I just wear whatever's given to me, and that's all they can afford, because a lot of the stuff that we had was given to us.
Ngayon, marami na siyang gawain sa lokal na komunidad at nasisiyahan na maraming batang migrante ang gumagamit ng kanilang potensyal.
This land gave me the opportunity. When I came over here, we had nothing. Multiculturalism is there. It's always changing. Australia is always about, you know, accepting people, helping people. So we feel that this is the right place, this is the right choice, and we've made the right choice being here.
Ang refugeeng ito mula Vietnam ay habang buhay na nagpapasalamat sa isang bansang tumanggap ng maganda sa mga tinawag na boat people.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.